Fighting the socialists in Washington. Exposing the nonsense in Congress. Restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and it's a Thursday. And you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, listening. Whether it's a little clock radio next to your bed while you're reclining and relaxing, or you're on TuneIn Radio, that cool little app on your smartphone, or streaming at FMTalk1065.com, we turn up your voice. And we know you turn into Common Sense Radio every week so you can filter through the fake news, the propaganda, and sift through to find the nuggets of real news and what's really going on and what's the real angles there. And we turn up your voice. We appreciate you being with us on this journey every week now for over a decade, which just totally bumfuzzles the FCC why they cannot find us and stop us. But we are still here. And part of the reason we're still here is because we have more experience on the board handling these electrons, even though they got a little unruly during Mardi Gras. You know, they get out there and they get chasing after moon pies and stuff like that. It's hard to get them all corralled back up. But we have the most experienced, and I mean the most experienced engineer with countless decades of experience in not only electrons, but Mardi Gras and corralling those electrons and making sure that even though we're in the Lenten season, all the electrons have returned back to the studio for your listening pleasure. And that is due to the Herculean efforts of our engineer, Charlie Moss.
And the real challenge, Pete, was consoling our electrons when they got placed behind the horses in that last parade.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that, yeah.
That's tough when you're tiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You probably had to wash them, and then they get tangled up in the beads, and oh, what a mess. What a mess.
So, absolutely.
What a labor of love for you to make sure that they're back and safe. So we always appreciate you, and the listeners appreciate you, and the listeners appreciate even more that Adult Supervision is in the studio tonight, that our Director of Quality Assurance, the head of the Research Department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, and Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor, is in the studio.
I'm here. Survived another Mardi Gras.
Right. You survived a Mardi Gras. Y'all did a little bit of Mardi Gras?
Yeah, we did. Good.
Took in some parade. And it's good after 2 years.
Yeah, it really was.
And generally the weather was good. It was good Mardi Gras weather.
It's been a great week, actually.
So we really, it was a lot of fun. We had Navy Week. We had a lot of Navy sailors. We had sailors in from the USS Mobile, the USS Alabama. We had the Navy drill team in. We had the Navy band was here. They marched in a bunch of parades.
Yeah.
We wore them boys and girls out. But they did really, really great, and I think the people just loved seeing so much of our Navy, and so did I. It was a real source of pride.
Yeah.
Okay. Mardi Gras is over. Yep. It's Lent, so it's time to buckle back down and dig into the issues. The world is still entranced by Ukraine, and it's really kind of sad. There's a lot of emotions going through, anger, sadness, just aggravation and frustration watching this, because there's people suffering. I mean, there's a lot of suffering going on in Ukraine. I mean, you know that they've in one week 1 million refugees have gotten out or trying to get out of the borders of Ukraine to get out of the path of war, because I mean, you've got this urban warfare where they're literally going into urban areas and bombing somewhat indiscriminately, not completely. I mean, it seems they're trying to take some care, but, you know, you can't just throw ordnance around from airplanes and artillery. You're going to hit people.
Well, and it's just different. And then I can't help but think it's not lost on me. Exactly 2 years to the day, we were told there's this horrible pandemic.
Yeah.
And from the very beginning, it felt a little off. I can't help but say it feels the same. It's like Ukraine's the new COVID.
It is. It's not right.
Well, again, I don't know what side exactly I'll fall on. I've been trying to study as best I can from sources. But we've been lied to for 2 years.
Oh, yes.
And now they put this other shiny object in the in the faces of the people, want us to forget about the COVID fascism, the lockdowns,
right.
the
forget
mistreatment
about all that.
Of our
forget
children.
Forget about the inflation.
And go right to this, and then also just believe the ready-made narrative. They've already taken our American flag and blended it with the Ukrainian flag. No. Something is off about this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say it. I think it's the new COVID. I think it's partly in play to there's more intentions than they want us to see.
Right. Well, and look,
the obvious ones are there as well.
Right.
I mean, I'm not denying
but
that.
We mentioned this last week. I mean, this was all set in motion because we are weak. Okay. And we also are complicit in it. We took the sanctions off the Russians. We stopped our own oil production. We drove the prices of the oil through the roof. Guess what? When you go from under $50 a barrel to over $100 a barrel, who is benefiting from that? The Russians. That's where Putin gets his money. We're literally financing Putin's war in Ukraine. And the really crazy thing about it is, oh, we got all these really tough sanctions, but we're still going to buy their oil.
We're still selling oil to everybody.
What?
Right.
We're still going to buy their oil? That's what's financing this stuff. It's just disgusting. And the really sinking thing you should always think about in this is Putin's not going to stop. This is just like when Hitler did all these things in the 30s. Oh, I just want Austria. Oh, I just want the Sudeten region of the Czechoslovakia to reunite the German-speaking people. It's the same nonsense.
It is, but he's a counter, like he's a very measured dictator. I mean, he knows what he's doing. But here's the side I don't know. They're trying to sell Zelensky as this heroic, wonderful guy. But let's not forget, Ukraine was like the money laundering capital of the world. There's a ton of corruption going on here.
Ton of corruption.
And is this becoming like a custody battle? Are we talking about
That's
Ukraine
a good way to put it.
Fighting for their own sovereignty or for who's going to have custody, like in a divorce? Who gets custody of the baby and the kid?
Who gets the corrupt money stream?
And look, this guy Zelensky, it would be almost like the equivalent of if Howard Stern somehow all of a sudden overnight became our president. You know, a comedian, a filthy, dirty comedian, an actor. This guy is not, I don't know if you've looked at some of the homework on who this guy is, but he's not this awesome guy fighting in the ditches that they're trying to paint him to be, which again, isn't that nationalism, which I thought was illegal.
Oh, which is bad, right?
But now
bad.
All the Hollywood's for this? Like,
now,
it's not working out.
In the clench right now, I mean, he's saying the right things.
Well, he is.
He said, look, I need ammo, not a ride, when they offered to evacuate him out of there. And he's staying to fight because, look, if he'd evacuated out of there, Ukraine probably would have fell by now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the interesting things.
They definitely need to fight for their own sovereignty.
It's a week now. And they're still – it's over a week. And believe me, I guarantee you the Russians had planned to have this done in about 96 hours. Mm-hmm. They did not want this to drag on. The longer it drags on, the worse it gets, the bloodier it gets – the more, because, you know, if you get it done and it's over, well, then, you know, what difference did the sanctions make? They're already done. They're over, you know. So the longer the Ukrainians can hang on, the harder it gets for the Russians to do it, the more blowback Putin's getting because, you know, even though they're a dictatorship, he still gets some blowback because Russians are being killed. And there's a lot of report. And matter of fact, supposedly a Russian general was killed this week.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big thing when you
it's
get a Russian kill.
It's hard to know what to believe, though, too. I mean, there's so – it's
I know,
just – it feels
But
hard
now have you seen
understand.
Some of the reports where – I saw this thing the other night where one of the Russian – they intercepted some kind of email or communication. I don't know if it was an email or a text. One of the soldiers was trying to communicate with his mother back in Russia. And he says, we're really confused – because we were told we were coming here to liberate these people and they would greet us in the streets as liberators and thank us for throwing off these so-called Nazi rules. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting us. They're throwing their bodies in front of our armored vehicles. And we don't understand why they're resisting when we're here to liberate. And I think what that shows, the Russians lied to their own military. And told them, you know, there's so many lies and propaganda
right.
going on.
It's a lot of chaos.
It's crazy. I mean, look, the Russians are bombing a nuclear plant today. That could turn out pretty bad. Not just, I mean, you release a lot of that radioactive material. That could be bad for all of Europe. It's just bad. And then really at the bottom of all of this, if Putin is successful, which now, you know, you didn't, I would say last week it wasn't a question.
Yeah.
Now it is a little bit of a question. Mm-hmm. But if he's successful, does anybody doubt that he's going to consolidate, regroup? Might not be next month, might not be next year, but he's going to make another move at some point. He's not going to be satisfied. He wants more. He wants the Baltic states back. I mean, you know, Kaliningrad is a little island there between the Baltic states and Poland, and he wants all of that back.
And there is a bit of religious history that goes along with Russia that most Westerners don't quite know.
Yeah, a lot of,
so
lot of people.
There's a lot at play.
There's a lot going on there. We're going to try to unpack that. Takes your calls and text here at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And as we were trying to unpack what's going on in Ukraine, before we get into that, let's catch up real quick on the text line. Dave from Gulf Shore says, Ukrainian officials said early Friday a fire had broken out at the nuclear plant as Russian forces attacked from all sides with firefighters unable to reach the site. That sounds like a bad recipe. And Doug texts in, shouldn't a world arrest warrant be issued for Putin for war crimes? That's, this invasion was not provoked by Ukraine, truly. That's correct. And really no different from Saddam Hussein. No, it wasn't. No, it's not any different than from Saddam Hussein. And there is a point there to say, look, President Bush the Elder assembled a coalition to right the wrong of a wrongful invasion on a peaceful neighbor, and they kicked Iraq out of Kuwait. So as precedent, you could ask, why aren't we all gathering together to do the same thing to kick out the Russians? And I'll go ahead and tell you what, there's one particular reason why we're not just jumping in and kicking out the Russians. It's called nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got
okay?
them.
Mm-hmm. And he has them, and he has sort of insinuated. He hadn't said nuclear weapons, but he said things like, look, if y'all get involved in this, we will retaliate in ways that you have never seen or experienced in your life. So you go, what would that be like? Mm-hmm. So, and honestly, you know, look, the Europeans, you know, they're cowards anyway. But that set aside, does anybody in Europe want to risk having something nuked? Having Warsaw nuked or Paris nuked or Berlin nuked or something like that. Nobody wants that escalation. And since they're not sure if he will or will not do it, I don't think anybody wants to take that risk. But war crimes, certainly, there are ways to do that, and they should be talking about that. Those are some of the things. I don't know that that makes any difference to him right now. But let's unpack what you were talking about. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Really interesting. So Biden comes into office a year ago. And he reverses all the Trump policies that made us energy independent for the first time in over half a century.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we're not energy independent. We have inflation, and our energy prices literally double. Literally double.
Yeah. And that was the first thing he did. Remember
that? The first thing he did. And, that doubling of fuel prices put money in Putin's pocket so he could wage war. He has cash now to do that. Because you got to remember, we talked about this the other day, Texas' economy is bigger than Russia, right? Mm-hmm. Russia is not that big an economy on the world stage, okay? Texas by itself is bigger than Russia.
Yeah.
So by doing this, we put money in Putin's pocket. What's the other thing that we've done? And you hear him talking about it now. This just shows us that we need to to stop our dependence on fossil fuel.
Right. This is the Great Green New Deal.
This is what they're doing. They're trying to exploit this and leverage this to say, we need the new Green Deal. We need to get off of fossil fuels. So all of this is really...
I think it's like part of the World Economic Forum how COVID was used to take away certain liberties and rights. This one is the one that's going to be used to get rid of
to make fuels. It because if you get rid of fossil fuels,
you got to go to electric cars.
Yeah, but it costs so much more money. What you wind up doing is you enslave the poor people. What you're doing is you're killing the middle class. What do socialists hate? The middle class.
And you eliminate it.
You eliminate the middle class. So isn't it funny how all this works together that, oh, all this hand-wringing, and if you don't believe it, listen, they're talking, what's her name, the energy secretary, the idiot from Michigan, Granholm, I think she was a senator.
Yep.
Oh, well, everything's on the table, you know, because somebody asked, well, why don't we reopen the Keystone Pipeline? Why don't we start fracking again on federal lands? Well, you know, we don't want to do something that might hurt the environment, right? Really? You're worried about the environment right now?
Do you think Putin loses any sleep over the environment?
No, but that's because of the lie of climate change that they foisted upon us because it's trying to get rid of fossil fuels to weaken the middle class and basically make us dependent on government. So it all fits together because what did Buttigieg goes and says the same thing? Oh,
Iran.
Well, you know, maybe we'll buy oil from the Iranians. It's like,
what?
Dude, the Iranians take the oil money and export terrorism. Really? He said that. And he said we'll buy Iranian oil.
And build nuclear stuff.
And they help fund their nuclear program. So now they have a nuclear weapon next time they get froggy. And then we're all sitting here going, well, we got to be careful how we handle them because they might nuke Tel Aviv.
And I'm telling you, the dog that won't hunt is getting a regular American not to be concerned about an Ukrainian border when we're still, have we just now cured the border crisis here?
No, we haven't.
I mean, it's like, this is why it's so infuriating to me that you can never get any GOP members, except for maybe Thomas Massey and Chip Roy or somebody, to ever get excited and passionate about anything that mainstream media doesn't tell them to.
Yes.
Like, where's your passion for our border, or even for what was going on in Canada. But now, because the mainstream media, again, and I think there's world powers here at play to destroy these things, but I'm not so sure our GOP gets that.
Can we go back to the new Green Deal for just a minute?
Yeah,
Because this is something that bothers me. Why should we have the Clean Air, Clean Water Act? We're going to alternative energy sources. We're going down this road prepared for all electric vehicles. The rest of the world's not doing that.
No.
If you take China and India's population together, you're getting close to a third of all the people on the planet, and those two countries are notorious polluters.
Yes. No, and while they're on us about clean air and all this, like you just said, oh, we can't have cheap energy. We got to pay more to heat our...
If the rest of the world is dirty, our little bit of clean isn't going to make a lot of difference.
What did China do last year? I can't remember the exact number, but China last year built something like 40 coal-fired electric plants. 40!
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the exact number. It might be 30-something. It might be 45. But it was like 40 coal-fired plants while we're taking ours offline and we're paying more money for this, that, and the other. It's
just, again, if you just think it through, remember in sixth grade when you learned that energy could neither be created nor destroyed? So if you really boil down the batteries electric cars take, there's so much more actual destruction to, again, the energy can't really just be drummed out of thin air.
No, and that's what people go, it's an electric car, so it's really easy and it's cheap. And I had somebody say, well, look, Tesla, you can charge your car for free. They pay for, when you buy the car, you buy all that. And I go, do you think it's going to stay free? And oh, by the way, do you think that the electricity that got to the charging station didn't cost somebody money to produce? And oh, by the way, it likely came from a coal-fired plant?
Or let's talk about the cobalt that's mined by slave labor children.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many actual problems. But again, this is not about any of that. It's
So really, if you start putting all this together, think about...
This was,
Well, really... Okay, this is kind of uncomfortable and awkward to watch these poor Ukrainians suffer. But hey... It helps drive the fuel price up, and we can use it to say, look, we need more.
Yeah.
We need the Green New Deal. Instead of doing the obvious, the Keystone Pipeline, fracking. We can be energy independent. We were just energy independent 15 months ago. No, 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 no. We're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about continuing to buy Russian oil to fund their war. We'll buy Iranian oil so they can fund more terrorism. We won't buy American oil. We're going to force the Green New Deal on Americans so that we get become poor. I mean,
talked a little bit on here about ESG scores.
Yeah.
And all this is coming out. If you're not familiar with the World Economic Forum, you need to really do some homework on that and get a grip on this isn't just the news story the mainstream media puts in your face. There's many other tentacles.
No, there's way more tentacles. Dave from Gulf Shore says, getting worse by the minute. First it was no elevated radiation. Now nuclear plant on fire amid Russian shelling. This could be really bad.
Yeah.
And then he said NATO might go to stop a nuclear meltdown. That's an interesting thing. Did they call it? Because, you know, NATO's got to be sitting there, particularly we're part of NATO, but the Europeans going to be sitting there. Wait a minute. He's going to create something worse than Chernobyl. And look, the Europeans are still not over Chernobyl and the radiation. Because I had relatives in Germany that suffered from the radiation that came all the way from Ukraine. Is going to be worse.
Didn't Russia capture Chernobyl?
Yeah, they've already captured.
I wonder if their troops are staying there.
They don't care. They lie to their troops. But they might be. You're right.
Yeah.
So really, when you look at this, all this kind of fits together because the Democrats want high energy prices. They want prices to soar. They don't care that the Russians make money over that. They don't care about us being energy independent.
I don't think the Republicans care either.
But it helps make Americans dependent on government when you make them poor. Mm-hmm. So you have to wonder if that's not what's going on when, you know, you continue to shackle the U.S. energy industry, but you beg other nations, enemy nations, for oil. How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty obvious it's stupid. And I think the American people get it in general, but the media covers up for it, lies for it, and the Democrats don't get it. I mean, it's kind of crazy. A week ago, John Kerry said, well, I'm really worried that the Ukrainian disaster will distract from climate change. I hope Putin keeps to his climate. What kind of nonsense?
Really?
Is he that stupid? Or does he think we're that stupid? It's one or the other. Either Kerry is a moron or he thinks we're morons. It can't be. It's probably both to a degree. All right, we'll be back with calls, text, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a special sponsor. That is Mission First Mortgage. Mission First. You know what their first mission is? It's you. It's your financing. It's your home buying. Make sure that you are pre-approved, pre-qualified for the most amount that you possibly can when you go out shopping for your next home, your dream home, or whatever it is. Mission First Mortgage. They are mission focused, mission oriented. It's all about getting you the best financing so you can shop with confidence. Go to missionfirstmortgageinc.com. That's mission numeral one, stmortgageinc.com. Or look, just call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. He's got a Cracker Jack crew there. He's a crusty old Marine, but he runs a great crew, and he is, like I said, mission-focused, mission-oriented, and he will make sure you get the best service and that you will be pre-approved, pre-qualified, and you can shop for your dream home with confidence. So Mission First Mortgage brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
In our own experience on this continent, the American experience, though brief, has had one unmistakable encounter: an insistence on the preservation of one sacred truth. It is a truth that our first president, our founding father, passed on in the first farewell address made to the American people. It is a truth that I hope now you'll permit me to mention in these remarks of farewell. A truth embodied in our Declaration of Independence, that the case for inalienable rights, that the idea of human dignity, that the notion of conscience above compulsion can be made only in the context of higher law, only in the context of what one of the founders of this organization, Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld, has called devotion to something which is greater and higher than we are ourselves. This is the endless cycle, the final truth to which humankind seems always to return, that religion and morality, that faith in something higher, are prerequisites for freedom. And that justice and peace within ourselves is the first step toward justice and peace in the world and for the ages.
Okay, that was Ronald Reagan in his final address to the United Nations on the 26th of September, 1988. And he talked about a whole bunch of different things in that speech, but I picked out this one paragraph because what he's talking about is God-given rights. And what he's saying is that peace on the planet comes from countries, nations, governments, citizens, people acknowledging that our rights come from God. That's what he meant when he said conscience above compulsion, that you can't tell us what to do. We get to decide what we want to do. And that sort of goes along with what's going on in Ukraine. Ukraine was minding their own business, trying to build their country, trying to work towards membership in the EU and NATO and all those things, right? When Russia, when Putin just had his empire designs on it, and he wanted it. He wanted the warm water ports. He wanted the resources. He wanted, Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. That's where most of the grain in the Soviet Union was grown. He wanted that back. They've got actually quite a abundant natural resources and rare earth minerals and coal and all sorts of stuff. He wants it. It's total power grab. The people of Ukraine don't want it. Don't listen to that crap about, oh, there's a pro-Russian separatist here or that. That's all propaganda. That's all brown shirt Hitler stuff that he whips up for your consumption. But that's what Reagan's talking about, and that's what we're watching. We're in a hard place because we didn't prepare for it.
And what
we let it happen.
What has the UN done?
Yeah.
They have done nothing.
They can't. Look, the president of the Security Council right now is Russia. Russia chairs the Security Council for the UN right now. It's a rotating chair. But and who just took over? Russia.
They could at least be providing some assistance in handling all those evacuations.
Yeah. No, the UN is, they're just a total waste. But what he's getting at is what we're watching is evil rising on the planet and making its move. And it's not just the usual, you know, Islamic fascism coming out of the Middle East.
Pockets.
This is just raw power coming out of Russia to reassert itself. And if you think he's going to stop after this, you are wrong. He is going to keep going. May not be right away, but he's going to keep going. And the crime on our side is we enabled it. We set the, I mean, literally, Biden set the table, paid the tab, and invited Putin to dine on Ukraine. He literally did that. We set the stage because all the things to keep him from doing it should have been done already. Those were the sanctions. That was us being energy independent, depriving Putin of all that extra cash, all those things, keeping him isolated, keeping a tough line with him, which President Trump did. Biden got rid of that all in less than a year. Look, in less than a year, he was able to paint us into a corner with no good choices. And who's going to suffer? The Ukrainian people. And ultimately, Europe's going to suffer. And again, us. And I'll go one more step on this tangent, folks. This is what happened with World War II. We didn't want to get involved. We didn't want to get involved until finally we had to get involved because evil was spreading across the planet and it wasn't stopping.
Well,
and we couldn't, it was hurting our way of life, was hurting the world economy, et cetera. And we realized the price was too high for inaction. That's why we've been so aggressive since World War II, because the price of inaction is too high and we're seeing it shape up again. I'm not saying we should jump in and go to war because nobody has a stomach for that, but it's a crime that we've gotten ourselves to this point, right? It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But you're right. World War I was darted over less.
Yes. And yeah. This goes also, don't we mm-hmm. forget, with this week's column, did complicity or debility invite naked aggression? You can get it at renewamerica.com or bamanewsnow.com. Go to renewamerica.com or bamanewsnow.com and get did complicity or debility invite naked aggression. And what the column basically talks about, we just talked about, is the debility is we made ourselves weak. We made ourselves weak in that we've hobbled our economy, we've hobbled our energy independence, we've hobbled our military by making them chase racist ghosts through the ranks instead of focusing on military readiness.
Well, actually, there was a story today that the Army Special Forces had a educational seminar.
A stand down
on the correct pronoun use.
A correct pronoun use. The special force. These are the snake ears you're supposed to slit your throat in the night.
It was like what to do along the timeline, I guess, of your transgenderism. Like it had this in the weeds scenario of like if someone lived as a female in their private time. But wanted to serve as, I mean, it was just this ridiculous.
Look, whatever you want to do.
And it was like they've set standards for like how you're supposed to. And meanwhile, what's Putin doing? And like what's really happening? And like this is just, it's insanity.
You know, what you want to do in your private time is one thing. But if you want to be a service member, whether a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, whatever, that's what you be. Okay? That's what you focus on and you be the best that you can be. Now, if you. Being some kind of Fruit Loop interferes with that. We don't have time for the Fruit Loop. Go home.
But they're making
go down to Conti Street and have fun.
Bending vocabulary and expecting this is just there's no way a society can survive, much less stay on top of the world as a mighty world power and not collapse under this kind of purity sinfulness. Is really all
right.
I mean, it's just.
And isn't that what they're after?
Yeah.
They're gutting us. They're gutting our morals, their morality, our culture. They're gutting us so that we will be weak. And you see it. They already gutted us with Biden as president, and they're just running down their wheel. And we've been talking all this. You know who we haven't talked about? China. China's watching this very, very carefully. And I'm still not going to be surprised if they don't make a move on Taiwan before this is all over, because the time is ripe while we're all sitting around, you know, trying to figure out what. You know, if we take some oligarchs' yachts, will that have an... I mean, it's so stupid.
Well, there was
and
a
Chinese
rumor
are watching
the
this.
Power grid went down in Taiwan for
a
while.
Yeah, and then I saw something that
it,
the Taiwanese came out and said, oh, that was a malfunction. It wasn't the Chinese. And you're like, nice coincidence.
But don't we have some kind of mutual security pact with Taiwan? We did not have any such agreement with Ukraine.
Wait a minute. Whoa, no. Yes and yes. Or yes and no. We do have a security pact with Taiwan. Okay, does anybody think we're going to live up to it?
Don't know, but we do have a military presence.
But we did do something with Ukraine. Do you remember Ukraine used to have nuclear weapons?
Oh, yeah.
And when they became independent, this is like 20-something years ago, what did we do? We negotiated with Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons. And when we negotiated that, what did we promise them?
That we would
Defend them.
Yeah.
When we convinced them, and I forgot which president did. I want to say it was either Clinton or first or second Bush. But we convinced them to surrender all their nuclear weapons, and we promised them that we would come to their defense, that they didn't need it.
And you know who's speaking out?
You don't think the Ukrainians are going, man, I wish I had a nuke right now.
Well,
a
and their president brought that up recently.
If you want to really know, is Mike Pompeo.
So yes.
Probably the most eloquently on Taiwan. And,
yes.
And what you were just saying, he speaks to that.
Yes. All right. Can we squeeze in one call real quick?
Yeah,
let's get call line one. Who do we have?
The Mad Trucker.
Hey, LD, what do you got?
You know, I don't give a crap about Ukraine, but I will say this. You're getting ready to see some real pain in America. You think these trucks running up and down this highway run on air? We're at $4.20 a gallon right now for diesel fuel. You people, you let it go to $5 or $6 an hour. You're going to see a gallon. You're going to see some real pain in America because these trucks do not run up and down this highway on fumes.
That's right. You're going to see it in the milk. You're going to see it in the bread.
You just don't know what's coming. If we don't reel in these Democrats, they are destroyers of an America. They're destroyers. Find me one place where Democrat rule has been successful, and I'll eat my hat.
You're right. Well, your hat is safe,
LD.
Well,
and you know what? I have to say, Mad Trucker, I am right there with you, but honestly, it's like the Democrats set the house on fire, and the majority of the GOP blocks the firefighters from coming in to put it out. I mean, that's the best illustration of, at this point, yep. I feel like the Republicans are just in cahoots, and they're just as bad.
I
wonder if Putin is going to be running for the Democratic nomination in 2024.
You know what? You know, it's funny. He probably could win it.
Yeah, he probably could.
He probably could win it. He's closer to them. All right, we'll be back with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we got your calls and texts. Did Joe hang up? Joe hung up.
Oh, Joe, don't go away.
Joe,
we
call back.
Give you the phone.
251-343-0106.
And there is a mysterious lady out there who was talking to her dog through the break.
Yeah, through the break. We couldn't get her on the phone. I don't know if she's still there.
Line?
We'll try again. Doug texts in, if you let a bully you, it will continue until you have had enough. And as far as Putin threatening with nuclear weapons, my response would be, are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yep.
Famous quote from FDR, fear has no fear except fear itself.
Caller,
so here the U.S. and the world sits on their hands and watches as spectators as watching an event, which is true. And that's, I mean, I think we are trying to do some things, but again, and we should, don't get me wrong, we should be trying to do everything we can, but it's too late. We could have prevented this. We basically set this up. I mean, it's almost like we're an arsonist, set the fire, and now we're talking about, well, we could do this, could do that, and all of it's too late because it's going to burn to the ground, which is a crying shame. Okay, let's see if we get line two. Let's see.
Are you still on the line, lady?
Hello?
Now she hung up, I guess.
And then
Joe hung up, too. Well, was it something we said?
It must have been. Joe Abdullah called in and wanted to say that Putin would not run as a Democrat. He would run as a Republican, and his name would be Trump in 24. I know he had to get that in. And I said it for you, Joe, since we didn't get you back on the line. I would disagree because I would ask you, Joe.
Be brave.
Now, after a year, who's cozied up and helped Putin? Trump, who kept them in a box, kept energy prices low, deprived him of all that oil money, and had sanctions against him? Or Biden, who removed the sanctions and drove oil prices up so that Putin would be flush with cash so he could do what he's doing?
And throw Hunter into the mix, too.
Yeah, well, and that's really, at the end of the day,
that's probably a lot.
Our president's compromised. You saw that book, Red Handed. He got $31 million from the Chinese Communist Party, right? We don't know how much they got from the Ukrainians. I mean, they had the corrupt Ukrainians there and the Russians. It's all tied together because there's corrupt Ukrainians. It's all tied together, so you don't know who's who and who's acting who because Biden's compromised, and that's clear. Actually kind of funny is that there's so much hard evidence of their corruption and the money they took, and they still make up stuff about Trump and talk about it endlessly, but they will not look at 1 second at the Biden corruption.
Where is the congressional committee investigating that?
Well, the Democrats are in control.
Well,
they're not going to
worry about J6 still. But I was going to say, if all of this seems overwhelming to you and you need the Cliff Notes version or just the downright 4-year-old version, you're in luck. Kamala Harris will break it down for you.
Oh, yeah, there's a plan.
Yes.
How condescending can you be? I mean, the reporter says, can you give us a layperson's idea of what's going on? Not a 4-year-old's version of what's going on, but she proceeds with the 4-year-old version. And honestly, you know what that revealed? She's an idiot. She's not competent enough to be in that position. But she also actually thinks the American people are that stupid.
Right.
Yeah, just
really
pray
does.
That nothing happens to Joe Biden.
All of that's just crazy. Okay, I wanted to get a couple things. Oh, wait, before I forget, this weekend is a Celebrate Alabama event from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Coliseum in Robertsdale, where you can meet candidates running for office in Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I will be there. So if you want to see what a radio face looks like, come to the Robertsdale Coliseum at 2 p.m.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of candidates. I think right. there'll be free hot dogs, very family-friendly atmosphere.
Yes.
It should be a good time.
It's put on by the South Baldwin yep. County Republican Women. So mm-hmm. it'll be a lot. Well, I'll be there at 2 o'clock. Teresa
yep, I will
be there.
That's right.
Hey, Pete, as radio faces go, you're a notch above average.
A notch above average for
that's
radio.
Good.
Well, that's, you know, for being on the radio, that's pretty good. Which, I guess that's good because I got a really bad radio voice, too. I mean, I didn't come out with anything on all of this. Locally, I wanted to mention a couple of things. One is I don't know if y'all saw it, but Senator Shelby got a $100 million grant for the Mobile Airport Authority. So the reality, and this is for the downtown airport, so the reality of moving the airport downtown took a huge leap this week, and we will probably see that happen in the next few years.
What's going to happen to Batesfield, though? They're going to give it to the Coast Guard?
Well, the Coast Guard operates on one side of it, but I think what you'll see is other commercial and industrial uses out there because you got an airfield, so there's no reason not to use it for, you know, other commercial, and I mean, air freight happens. I mean, there's
oh, yeah.
things. I mean, it's not going to be used like it was, but I mean, I think the plan they have is a pretty good plan. So that's a good thing for Mobile. And then the bad thing, have y'all been hearing about the Pritchard Water Board scandal?
Oh, yeah. It just keeps going.
So what's new? That's kind of stuff's been going on forever.
Well, you know, and that's part of the problem with the Pritchard Water Board thing. There's been problems there for years.
Why do they even need a water board?
Well, that's been talked about too, because they don't actually
buy their
water. They don't produce it. They don't have any water of their own sources. They have to buy their water. They only are supposed to maintain the infrastructure.
It's a good place for retired politicians.
No, but it's really awful what's happened, because people have been complaining about this for years.
Right? They've had those skyrocketing bills.
Like, and supposedly it's up to something like maybe as much as $4 million embezzled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did anybody
overnight.
Think I never thought the water board had $4 million, number one, and number
right.
two, I was like, nobody noticed the first million leave?
Yeah,
right, you didn't.
There's
come on,
be more going on. Yeah,
no, there's a lot going on, but what's really sad is how the people of Pritchard have been persecuted by this, because they've known there's something wrong for years. People are complaining, and over the years, the thing that really really frosts me is there's a lot of people. A lot of them are poor people or people on fixed incomes who would wind up getting a water bill go from $45 to $2,200 or $2,200.
Where you're like, this has got to be
And instead of saying, hey, we got to work this out, find the leak or whatever, the Pritchard Water Board will go, we'll put you on a payment plan.
Yeah.
And now you find out they're on the payment plan because the executive director had to have was staying at 5-star hotels in Chicago and buying Louis Vuitton.
Did you even see someone came up with Mardi Gras throws that were tiny little fake credit cards? And it said the Bank
funny.
Of Pritchard.
Oh,
and
I did not see
it
that.
It looked just like a credit. It was in the Mardi Gras baskets. It was actually pretty funny.
But it's really criminal that the
it
poor
is.
People
so
of Pritchard
sad.
Have been persecuted for all these years, and nobody did anything about it. I mean, thank God it finally came to an end. And I got to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Ron Davis, who was mayor of Pritchard from, I think, about 2004 to 2012. He served two terms or somewhere in there, 8 years. Yeah, I think 04 to 12. He was mayor of Pritchard, and he just passed away a little over a week ago. His funeral was yesterday. He was a great guy. And a good friend, and I want to give a shout-out to him and his family. And I also wanted to give him a shout-out because he was the one who was appointed to the water board last year, and he was the one who drove the charge for the audits that uncovered all this. And I just think it's just a sad shame that Ron was not around to see that his efforts to uncover this corruption finally were coming to fruition. So God bless Ron Davis and his family.
Condolences,
absolutely. And folks, we got to keep our eye on the ball of what's going on. Remember, it's not always about what Putin does. Maybe it's about the Green New Deal and the fuel. It's all interwoven, and we got to unpack it. just don't take everything just at face value. There's a lot of things at work. When they say look here, look there. Anyway, okay, we're out of time. And y'all have a great weekend. It's supposed to be good weather. Yeah. And honey, it's time to come home.